I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter for WAMU 88.5 News. The region's roads were safer last year. That's part of a national trend where traffic deaths are down 25% over the last decade. The fatality rate fell to a record low. Still, nearly 33,000 people died in crashes around the country. That includes close to 5,000 pedestrians and more than 700 bicyclists. Another 2 million were injured. The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Mark Rosekind, says the figures remain way too high.
Chronic safety issues such as drunk driving, speeding, failure to use seatbelts, and motorcycle helmets continue to cause a high proportion of those deaths.
In the first 6 months of this year, the government estimates the trend is going in the wrong direction. Fatalities are up 8% from the same period in 2014. Rosekind says people may be driving more, but states need to pass laws such as requiring motorcycle helmets and hands-free devices at the wheel.
It really is time for our nation to get serious about the epidemic of death that is on our roadways.
In Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., traffic deaths fell 5% from 1,228 to 1,175. The district is soon expected to release the details of its Vision Zero plan to eliminate all roadway fatalities by 2024. Jacob Mason is a member of the pedestrian safety group All Walks DC.
We know how to prevent death on our streets. We have to reduce speeds to do it.
Vision Zero programs assess how the design of streets can be changed to slow down traffic and make pedestrian crossings safer. I'm Martin DeCaro.